Hey there, folks. I'm Buddy the Rat. I think the chapter title speaks for itself. Let's just get into it. This is chapter 10. Buddy sucks some random guy's dick. Originally, I thought about calling this chapter The Cruel Reality, because that's what this was. It was the cruel reality of what I had been chosen to do with my life outside of working the shipping yard and blowing up cars with forklifts. I'd like to think I put a little thought into it once in a while, but no, this was it. I was here, in that moment, kneeling in that moment, before a man who quite literally cared nothing about it at all. Even when I was there, I knew it. It wasn't the first time either. This moment in time was bullet-pointed as one of the very clear aspects of the type of hobby I had taken up. And it's not all bad. Don't get me wrong, you have to understand that I do have something of a submissive streak. This sort of behavior, this situation I was in, was not completely disliked. But it was disliked. It had to be. I had to at least partially dislike anything I did sexually to get any amount of tweak to the submissive side of my brain. I wasn't asking to be raped or anything. I just wanted sometimes that the person I was having sex with would think of me as more of a rat-shaped sex toy and then use me in the appropriate manner as is commonly expected of rat-shaped sex toys. But this guy, Jim, did I mention his dick was flaccid? Not only did he want me to suck him off, he wanted me to get him hard. There's more. He wanted me to do all this because he just, right there in front of me, had some angry confrontation with his phone to the point of so much bluster that he destroyed that phone. I've never destroyed my phone before. I have had angry conversations on my phone to the point where I wanted to throw it, but I always calmly and lovingly placed it down in a safe little spot, wrapped it up in a nice little blanket, read it bedtime stories, kissed it goodnight, and then proceeded to murder the fuck out of one of my bed pillows. The whole idea of someone destroying expensive technology on a whim strikes me as some sort of chronic psychological disorder. And now he wanted me to suck his dick. Well, I didn't want to suck his dick. But I was pretty much too terrified not to suck his dick. So I sucked his dick. I actually just sort of went for it. I didn't wait or anything. Usually I start off with a bit of teasing, cute little rat noises, momentary pauses while I tell him how nice it is. Not this time. My entire purpose for being in that spot, at that time, in that position, with his dick in my mouth, was to get an orgasm out of him. I didn't want anything else. In fact, I wanted to get out of there for no other reason but to see if my car had gotten stolen. It was a subject that had quickly gained my interest very recently, and I just had to know. Jim was not much of a noisemaker. He was one of those types that just stared a lot. I would look up occasionally, checking for affection, and what I got was the cold stare of frigid indifference. What was I to him? Oh, right! A rat-shaped sex toy! But even a rat-shaped sex toy has feelings, although I was just going to have to keep them to myself and focus on my slurping. He did get hard. It made things easier for me. He tasted all right. Different dicks have different tastes. It usually has more to do with various states of cleanliness. I prefer a clean cock, but I never really judge one way or another. When two people agree to do this sort of thing, it's usually considered something of a faux pas to take one lick of his cock and say, "Holy fuck, that's terrible! Did you clean your dick today? Can you fucking do it before I put it in my actual mouth? What's wrong with you?" Yeah, that never really goes down well. It sort of kills the mood. It's about 1 minute into the blowjob, and I can hear him breathing. Finally! That's it. No moaning. Still glaring at me. What's wrong with this rat toy? Is he defective or something? I'm doing my best. Seriously, I want to get out of here. And did he just look at his watch? I speed up my efforts. I suck and bob. I reach out and hold onto his legs, but he jerks in a way that suggests he didn't like that. After a very painful 2 minutes, it happens. A gush of hot coyote seed splashes onto my tongue. Several small grunts escape his lips, but otherwise he was painfully silent. Cum tastes pretty terrible, too. I'm not very sure his diet is a healthy one. Either way, I gulp it all down. I take a moment to clean him off, just to be polite, although he pulls out before I'm done. I never even got naked. I'm still just kneeling there, fully clothed, and looking up at him for answers.
Thanks, I guess.
Yeah? I say, hoping to squeeze out just a little more praise.
Yeah, made me cum and everything. Thanks.
You're welcome. More staring. It was here that I got the idea that he wanted me to fuck off. I stand up and wipe my lips since he pulled out too quickly. I'll see you later. He opened the door.
Sure.
Well, I sure got the hell out of there, and good news! My car was still there! Although I noticed some rats looking it over across the street, I ran over to the car, probably giving them second thoughts. I started up and get the heck out of there. Now, before this dreadful joke of a rendezvous comes to an end, something very odd happened to me on the way back to my apartment. My phone rang. It actually caused me to tense up because I was a little on edge at the time. I checked the number and it was unlisted. Still, I had a tendency to answer these because of my present lifestyle.
Dad?
What even?
Dad, can you hear me?
Hello? I think you got the wrong number or something.
It's me, Charlie. I'm really worried about you, Dad.
Sorry, I think you got the wrong guy. And I hang up. To be fair, it wasn't the only time I've been called Dad, but this guy sounded like he was looking for his actual father. Boy, was I going to have a lot to say to Camilla. I wonder how her day went. Well, that was weird. Anyway, that's all I have for today. Tune in next time for more of my not canon life. This has been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all next time.